Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been told that sometimes it's better to state your opinion, to give your facts, and to try to relay those facts to people in a very calm and quiet manner that dictates more conviction, but it's not going to happen today, folks. It's not going to happen. This is about as mad as I've ever been in my lifetime over something like our government. And I think maybe it's time you all got mad. I think maybe it's just not me who needs to scream and yell and holler and raise my fist because nothing else is working. And you're seeing your country being taken from you right before your eyes. And if it's more important that you keep your temper, quiet demeanor, sit quietly and hope for the best with your fingers crossed, you're not going to have a country. Period. You're not going to have one. And I know this sounds a little bombastic and it sounds a little doomsaying and whatever, but I'm going to back it up here today, and I think it's time to sound the alarm, and I really think it is time that you start to realize that if you do nothing, if you become complacent, and you just shrug your shoulders and say, what's a person to do, pretty soon, this country is gone. Now, I think we can all agree that the one thing we have in this country that protects us as citizens is our laws. The laws that we've made, the laws that we've passed, the laws that we must uphold. I think we can all agree that we've structured a pretty sound measure of law in this country. But when these laws are utilized by political ideologists in an attempt to overthrow the very country they were made for, we have a big problem. These laws were not just passed to protect us from violent criminals, rapists, child molesters, bank robbers, shoplifters. They were meant to protect us from being overthrown by zealots. There was a system of checks and balances that was put in place that if anyone tried to overstep their boundaries in enforcing these laws, that checks and balances would put them back in their place, that the law was equal. It applied to everyone equally. And should there be a case where it was overapplied or applied wrongly or for malicious reasons, the checks and balances would catch that. And they would correct that. We no longer have that. We are now living officially in a country where our justice system is being utilized by zealots to basically create exactly what we were told the mega Republicans tried, and that is an insurrection. Now, I think it's very clear to anyone who's been watching, even remotely watching the news for any short period of time recently, that Joe Biden is not going to win this election. Joe Biden's support has plummeted to the point where it may go under 30% at some point. He has lost to Hispanic voters. He has lost most of the African-American voters. He's lost a great percentage of the young voters. He's even lost people on the left who's been on the left for their entire lifetime. Joe Biden is not winning this election. Not fairly. And the Democrats very clearly understand that. They've seen the polls. They know the real numbers. They understand the charade is over. The charade that Joe Biden ever ran this country for a day is over. And they realize that the American people are not going to vote for this again. So they've taken matters into their own hands now, and they've said, we are going to take your choice away from you because we don't like your choice. And the choice that you made, to us at least, is a mistake. And we know better than you. So, peon, forget about your Donald Trump. We are going to run a campaign of lawlessness. We are going to abuse the very principles of the laws of this country in order to stop this man from running for president, let alone winning. Let alone winning. And they will tell you with a straight face, he can't beat Joe Biden. But they are pulling out every stop to make sure he can't compete against them, which would tell you, of course, the truth, which is they know he not only can beat him, he will beat him. Now, I'm going to give you some examples, but first I want to delve a little deeper into this because I know that the majority of my listeners are probably conservatives or Republicans, but I know they're Democrats who listen. And I want to talk to you specifically because I need you to understand something. It's time to forget Orange Man Bad. Time to forget that. It's time to look through your own perspectives and realize what's happening here. Number one, your party's been taken away from you. There is no Democratic Party. I knew Democrats my whole life long growing up. I had friends, you know, whose parents were Democrats and who got raised to be Democrats. And while there may have been policy differences, and there were policy differences, and some of them were very, very wide policy differences, there was never this. I want to point out to all of my Democratic friends that it wasn't so many years ago. It wasn't even 10 years ago in some cases less than that, where the Democratic Party's leaders, Barack Obama, for one, Chuck Schumer, for two, Nancy Pelosi, for three, and yes, Joe Biden. Unequivocally, if you do not have a border, you do not have a country. We cannot allow people to flood into this country and they would not even knowing who they are, because that would be very dangerous, and it would set us back so many years trying to find where these people are. We must obey the rules of law. We are pro-immigration, but we are not for people crossing these borders illegally. It cannot be done. Every one of them said that. What changed? What changed all of a sudden? I'll tell you what changed. Because inch by inch, as I've said on this show since day one of this show several years ago, your party has been infiltrated. And our society has been infiltrated a little by little by socialists, fascists, and communists. And they have found their way into our political system. They have found their way into our judicial system. They have found their way into our law enforcement systems. To the point where what they've done is they've disguised who they really were. They would come out and say, no, no, we're very moderate. We believe in a lawful society, and people have to, you know, do what they can do to make sure the laws are obeyed. We believe in a peaceful society. We believe in, you know, the blue-collar worker. We believe in that stuff. We may have a couple policy differences, but basically we want Americans to be free. They lied. They lied to you. And when you got behind them and you voted them in and you did everything that they wanted you to do to make sure they had power, then their true colors came out. And they said, we don't believe in borders. We don't believe that the law should be applied equally. We don't believe in the power of the individual person. As a matter of fact, we want to take everything you own away from you and give it to us because we know better than you. We'll be your masters, and we will dish out what we think is deserving of, for you. They fooled you. They lied to you. And now they're in power, and you put them there. You put them there. So if you're a Democrat listening to this show, and you're a reasonable Democrat, many of whom used to be, you have to understand that you've lost your party. Your party is no more. You don't have a party. You have been taken over by fascists, socialists, and communists. Fact, whether you like it or you don't. And you're going to help put them there again. They put out Joe Biden, who used to be a middle-of-the-road Democrat. I admit, Joe Biden used to be a middle-of-the-road Democrat. He was always crooked, and he was never very smart, but he was a middle-of-the-road Democrat. And all of a sudden, this man, who's been a middle-of-the-road Democrat his entire political career, is now so far left that he makes Barack Obama look like a Republican. And you expect me to believe that this is the real Joe Biden, that Joe Biden's running this country? Joe Biden is the suit that they put out there, folks. The people behind him are telling him what to do and what to say and what to think, what to sign. They've taken over the presidency of the United States. Joe Biden is a figurehead. Communists, fascists, and socialists are now the presidents of the United States of America. And you're applauding them. And you've fallen right into their trap. Now let me explain what I mean. First off, let's have a little bit of study on what the law is. The law says when you are accused of a crime and you're actually brought in on a crime, charged with it, you have to post bond or bail. The Eighth Amendment of the United States of America, I'm about to read to you. The Eighth Amendment says that this is a protection against imposing excessive fines, excessive bail, cruel or unusual punishment. And it was adopted in 1791. Excessive fines, excessive bail. Donald Trump was asked to pay $500 million cash. $500 million. What was his crime, you say? Well, according to Letitia James, Donald Trump, that crazed, psychopathic maniac, dared to overvalue his property in order to get a loan from the bank. A bank that testified, not only were we happy to give him the loan and we got paid back with interest, but we were looking forward to doing business with him again. A bank who openly testified, we're no victims. We made good money off of him. And in our opinion, his property was valued exactly correctly. But a judge said, no, I disagree. I think his property is only worth $18 million. Despite the fact that houses very close to Mar-a-Lago, one-tenth the size of Mar-a-Lago, are valued at over $100 million, $80 million, $60 million. No, I don't care what the bank says. No, I don't care what the real estate agents say. I don't care. I'm the judge, and I don't like Donald Trump. So I've made a decision on my own that it's worth $18 million. Now, I want to tell you, folks, all you Democrats, and I want you to listen to me very carefully, especially the ones here in New York who are laughing about this. Boy, they got Trump good. Wait until they want to seize your property. And they tell you that your $850,000 house is worth $100,000. and you are going to take it. Because you've just given them the right to do that. You just wait until eminent domain comes in and they want to build another highway. They want to build a bridge. They want to build something else. And your house is in the way. And you paid $875,000 for it and they're giving you $125,000 and you're going to eat. Because you've given them the right to do that. By allowing this, you've given a judge the right to say, I will judge it. Not the bank. Not a real estate broker. I will. And if that judge's pet project happens to run through your house, you, my friend, are screwed. So keep laughing. It's not so funny when they come for you. Now I want to explain something. You know why a bond is posted? A bond is posted to guarantee that you'll appear in court. Does anyone reasonably think that Donald Trump is a flight risk? He's running for the presidency of the United States of America. What kind of a flight risk could he possibly be, you moron? He's the most well-known man in the world. He couldn't go anywhere. He couldn't go to a mountain in Tibet. Oh, but he's a flight risk. I better put $1 billion up. Half a billion. Just in case he runs. What you've done is you've taken a law completely out of context. Claim it was broken when every businessman in the United States of America has done the exact same thing. There is no victim because the bank says they were paid back with interest and they were very happy to do business with Mr. Trump and would like to do it again. And you've decided, no, no, no. That's not the way we see it. We see it as you were victimized. And you are going to be the reason Donald Trump is going bankrupt. So we, by the way, that money's not going to that bank. That bank's been paid. You know where that money's going? New York. They're seizing. They're going to seize or could seize his properties. Just like they'll seize yours if they want it. So keep voting for it. Because they'll come for you eventually. They'll come for your little business. They'll come for your house. Because you're giving them the right to do it right now. You're giving them the right to do it. I'm going to guarantee you that if a majority amount of New York Democrats were to say, this is the final straw. I have no intention of voting for Donald Trump, but I will not stand for this. Watch how quick they would change their mind. Oh, we're losing party members. We're losing voters. We've changed our mind. Donald Trump's property is probably worth $17 billion. Don't worry about it. Because it's all about political ideology. We've seen what ended up happening down in Fulton County, Georgia, where a corrupt prosecutor literally laughed on the stand about, I'll do what I want to do. I'll pay cash or I'll go on vacations. I don't give a damn. Everybody's lying. You're only picking on me because I'm black. We've seen that. Do you know what would happen 20 years ago, if someone acted like that in court, that was literally a ward of the court, they would be disbarred, instantly disbarred. They would be told, you're not fit. You can't pursue your career this way. Instead, this judge says, well, Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade both committed the same crime. However, rather than to suffer the same punishment, one of the two of them have to go. That would be like you and I robbing a bank and the judge saying, well, you both robbed the bank, but I think only one of you is going to go to jail, so you make the decision. You think that's fair? Have you stopped your Trump hatred long enough to just ask yourself a very simple question? What the hell is going on here? What the actual hell is going on? It's just prosecution after prosecution after prosecution in an attempt to use the law to basically create an insurrection, to basically take the will of the people away and say, no, you're not voting for this man. No, he's not going to be the president. No, we will not allow it. We don't care what you want. They've looked at the polls. They know what you want. They don't care. And they're going to keep right on trying to convince their middle-of-the-road Democrats, we're just doing what's best for the country. And it's time you middle-of-the-road Democrats woke up and realized you're being overthrown by communists and fascists and socialists. And it's time for you to do something about it. As far as you far-left liberals, you're not going to do anything about it because you love it. Because you think somehow that when all of this fantasy world that you live in becomes reality, you're going to be better off. No, you're not going to be better off. You're going to be owned like a slave. You're going to be owned. This administration just passed a bill, and they're waiting for it to get further approval, saying you must buy an electric car. You must. Well, good luck to you. But that's not racist. They say, well, you know, the poorest people in our society tend to be African Americans. Well, then they can't afford an electric car. But you don't care. However, you do care if they're asking at the polls, can you present an ID? That's a big deal. That's racist. Not racist to demand they buy something they can't afford, but it is racist to ask for ID. See where this is going, folks? The very first step to overthrowing a country's democracy and turning it into a socialist country is to first divide the people. You've done it. The second is to take over the news media. You've done it, with one or two exceptions. The third is to flood the country. Flood the country with people who are like-minded and will follow your orders because they rely upon you. You're doing it. Then the fourth is to change the laws and set precedent that will allow you eventually to take everything away from the people. You're doing it. You're doing it right now. And because it's someone you don't like, you're cheering him on. Too stupid to realize eventually that's going to be you. All they're doing is setting precedent, and they're using a person you hate so that you'll cheer it on. It would be like if your neighbor, who you hate and have always hated, refused to mow his lawn. And you complained, and we said, okay, under our new law, because he violated whatever, we're taking his house away. And you say, yes, yes, yes. No more neighbor. I'm going to get a neighbor who cuts the grass. And then one year, you let your paint go on the house, and we say, sorry, your house isn't looking too good. And under the rules we set here in this particular town, we get to take your house. Then it's not so funny, right? Then nobody's laughing. Nobody's cheering. Folks, wake up. They are fundamentally trying to change our laws, change the demographics in this country to the point where this will become a socialist country, period. And you're helping them. They're using Donald Trump as if he were the devil, because they realize you have no sympathy for him. They realize that if they said they were going to string him up to a lamppost in the middle of Times Square, you'd be there with popcorn. They're counting on that. But fair-minded people understand very clearly that this cannot happen. Professor Alan Dershowitz, a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat who has never voted Trump in his life, and says he never will, who's dedicated his entire lifetime to justice and law, has said every single one of these charges, including the bond that was placed upon Donald Trump, is unconstitutional, totally illegal, and done for no other purpose than political ideology, because he's an honest man. And he realizes someday they'll come for me. Someday they will. Why would you set a bond that high? That's based on what? You know what that's based on? We need him to sell off all his properties and basically go bankrupt so he cannot continue his campaign. So we got to take away his money at the end. Because at the end of the day, Donald Trump has too much money. And if he has too much money, we can't buy him. If he has too much money, we can't bribe him. If Donald Trump tomorrow was to say, due to everything that's happening, I no longer am running for president, it wouldn't take Letitia James, Fannie Willis, Jack Smith, Alvin Bragg, or anybody else a microsecond to get to a microphone and saying, we're dropping charges. Because that's all it's about, folks. That's all it's about. I want you to understand that here in New York, four people were found in a house with a dismembered body, head, arms, legs cut off, living with it. Guess what their bond was? Zero. Not a penny. Not a nickel. Here in New York, illegal immigrants attacked two police officers and beat them down. Guess what their bond was? Zero. Not a penny. Not a nickel. Donald Trump makes a loan from a bank and pays it back with interest, and his bond is $500 million. Now, I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on. That's outrageous, and you know it is. You know in your heart of hearts it is. This cannot continue. If you allow them to change the laws to go after people they consider their enemy or their opponent, eventually you're going to be their enemy and their opponent, and they're going to come after you. We've already seen it in school board meetings where literally a father is hauled away as if he made a bomb threat, simply saying, you are not going to refer to my daughter as a boy and secretly dress her up in boy's clothes without my permission. She's 10. Haul him away. He's a threat. And here come the police to haul him away. And you know why? Because they've even infiltrated the police. See, this was a long, long, long-term plan. Probably before I was born, maybe before most of you were born. And the idea was, slowly but surely, we will put all of our pieces in place. We will sneak through people who are really socialists and fascists. Pretend you're not now. Pretend you're a very common sense, middle-of-the-road Democrat. And you just keep on pretending that until we get all of our ducks in a row, until we get lawyers, until we get judges, until we get police chiefs, until we get politicians in high-ranking places, and then when we have all of our pieces in place, we will then reveal who we really are, and we'll do what we want because we will have control over the party. That's what they did. There is no Democratic Party. You think they don't elect people they control? I want you to understand that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, during this hearing, with Hunter Biden's business partner, literally said to him, RICO is not a crime. Did you see Joe Biden commit a crime, yes or no? He said, yes. Yes, I did. What crime did you see him commit? RICO laws. He broke the racketeering laws. That's just a category. That's not a crime. No, honey, that's a crime. And by the way, that's the exact same crime that Donald Trump is being accused of in Georgia. So if it's not a crime, sweetheart, then you better drop the charges in Georgia because that's what they're charging them with. She doesn't even know because she doesn't have the brains of an ice cube. She was never picked because she was actually someone who had the wherewithal to be who she is. She was picked because she can be controlled. She was picked because they can tell her what to do and tell her what to say, and she will do it. She was picked because she's reasonably young, she is a minority, and she's good-looking, and they said, this will attract the right people. We don't care if you don't have the brains of an ice cube, because we're going to think for you. This is what the Democratic Party has now filtered out to. There's just a cabal of a few people who's running the entire Democratic Party. Simple as that. Now, I can tell you that when they had the hearing about Joe Biden's little episode with classified documents, I watched a member of the squad literally ask of the special prosecutor, "So, in your report, you basically exonerated Joe Biden, correct?" He says, "No, that's not, no, 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 wait a minute. You exonerated him. No, mem- no, don't talk. It's my turn to talk. You exonerated him. I read it. You said that Joe Biden was not guilty of anything, period, end of conversation. Isn't that true?" "No, stop, don't talk." So in other words, I'm going to tell you what you said, even though it's a lie. And you do not get to challenge me and say that's not what I said. You will agree or shut up when I say that's what you said, so that the news can now say he exonerated him. He didn't say he didn't. Well, he tried to 300 times, and you wouldn't let him. I want you to understand that when the law gets this bad, you're not protected from anything. You're not protected from violent crime. You're not protected from corporate crime. You're not protected from financial crime. And you're not protected from political crime. You're not protected from anything. Nothing at all. It's a wide open country now. That's why people are empowered to go in and shoplift. I'll take what I want. That's why people are empowered to attack the police. Nothing's going to happen to me. That's why people are empowered to literally squat in your house. You know, we just saw an illegal alien who literally said, "My next step is I'm going to find some houses that are abandoned. I'm going to squat in them because, according to the laws of the way I see them, they can't really remove me. I could pretty much own a house in no time at all. Own that house for nothing. Squatter's rights." They have flooded the country on purpose. This was an on-purpose thing. And I've told you in the last show, but I'll tell you again, what's the purpose, you say? Illegals can't vote, you say. Well, number one, let's remember this. Yes, they can. Because you have declared that it's illegal to ask for anyone's ID to prove who they are. So how are you going to know if they're illegal? How are you going to know? When the census is taken, they do not count proven citizens. They just count people. And you have now increased your electorals by adding so many people to certain states. You've increased your electoral votes. And you're all in Democratic states, so you're trying to rig an election. That's what you're trying to do. You right now, as we speak, you are trying very hard to rig an election by flooding certain states with people. You've already gotten four or five more congressional seats and more electoral power. And that's what your goal is. That's the truth. That's why the illegals are coming across. I just watched Hunter Biden's business partner literally say, not only did I have a meeting with Joe Biden, it was 10:30 at night when Davos was taking place. Do you honestly think that an elderly man who has no business interest whatsoever is going to travel, what he said was quite a few miles, to have a business meeting at 10-something at night that lasted an hour, if he had no vested interest at all in the business he was talking about? Who would do that? Who would do that? Nobody. This is the same Joe Biden, by the way, who was caught red-handed, he turned him in. I have some top secret documents I found in a cardboard box in my garage next to my sports car. Oh, thank you, Mr. Biden. Well, we've looked into it, and we've decided that because good old Joe is so old and senile that he can't even remember when his son died, because he's so old and senile, he doesn't even know what a fax machine is, because he's so old and senile that he really can't answer questions correctly, there's no reason to prosecute him because, you know, if the jury ever got a hold of him and looked at his responses, they'd be like, oh, he's too gone to punish. Okay, well, he's your president of the United States. I want you to remember one thing very clearly. Joe Biden had no right to any of those documents, none. He was not even, as the vice president, he's not allowed to have them. As a senator, he sure as hell wasn't allowed to have them, and he did. And they were not in a secure safe in Mar-a-Lago that was literally guarded by the Secret Service, as Donald Trump's was. They were in a cardboard box in a garage that Hunter Biden rented the house of. Totally unsecure. No lock. No nothing. Cardboard box. Like old Playboy magazines in the garage. And he's not charged. Donald Trump is being charged. Donald Trump had every right to have all of those documents, and he could declassify them at a snap of his fingers with no approval. You don't think there's two tiers of justice here? Now, the Democrats are screaming, Joe Biden is not senile. Okay, well, then he can stand trial, because you can't have it both ways. Either Joe Biden is too senile to stand trial, in which case he must step down, because he certainly can't be the president, or he is of sound mind, which means he absolutely can stand trial. You can't have that both ways. But you can, because you're a Democrat. But let me make this very clear. From this point on, I am not calling Democrats a Democrat. You don't have a party. There is the Republican Party, and there is the Fascist Party. That's what there is. You want to be a part of the Fascist Party, at least be proud enough to call yourself what you are. You know, you're pointing the finger at Donald Trump saying, fascist, this, that. Oh, how is he a fascist? What did he do? If he was a fascist, you'd love him, because he'd be doing every single thing that Joe Biden and his administration is doing, and you'd be happy, because that's what fascists do. We saw this two-tiered form of justice during the January 6th riot. Yeah, there was a riot. People were angry, you know, just like the riot that they had outside the White House where they tried to tear down the gates and the Secret Service had to force Trump into the basement with his family because they thought they were actually going to penetrate the gates of the White House. But that wasn't an insurrection. That was a protest, and the people were righteously angry. And if you say that anything more than that, then you must be a communist because you don't believe in their freedom of expression. Huh? Ashley Babbitt was shot dead in the chest. She didn't even have a gun. She didn't even have a knife. She didn't even have a cigarette lighter. And you killed her in cold blood. That's what you did, and you got away with it. And not only did you get away with it, but you put the sniveling coward on television like he was a hero. A man who pointed a gun, a cop who pointed a gun at a young woman who was doing absolutely fuck all and blew her away in front of her fiance. But George Floyd's a hero. You know, the man who punched a pregnant girl in the stomach. He's a hero. Paint a mural of him. Oh, the police are terrible. They're shooting at guys who unarmed. Was Ashley Babbitt armed? No, she wasn't. You're a murderer. That's what you are. Plain and simple. But no, he's a hero. He's a hero in the eyes of the fascist party because he upheld their fascist principles. During the BLM riots, when a mob of people broke in through the gates of a man's house who was doing no wrong, he was just sitting in his house. He runs out onto his porch to tell him, hey, get off of my lawn and stuff. You can't be tearing down my gates. I work hard for my property. And what they told him? We're going to kill you, your wife, and your dog. Just to make a point. But he ran back in the house and got a gun. And so did his wife. And they said, anybody who wants to try to harm us in any way, you're going to find out we're not so easy. Guess what the fascist regime did? They arrested them. They didn't arrest the people who broke through the gates and threatened to kill people. They arrested the people who said, I'm going to defend myself and my property and my animal. They're the bad guys. On a subway train, when a man says, in a minute, I'm going to start killing people, and a man who served this country, and his drug-induced body can't take the stress of actually fighting with someone, so he passes away, oh, you're a murderer. You're a murderer. Not the guy who's about to kill half a subway train full of people for no reason. The guy who stopped them. You're the bad guy. A man's daughter is raped in a school stall by a kid who identifies as a woman. Obviously, he's not, because he raped a 14-year-old girl. And when the father comes to school, you know what they tell him? You're wrong. It never happened. Your daughter's a liar. Probably a slut. And when this man gets angry and says, I've had enough of this, remove him. He's a criminal. He's a domestic terrorist. He should just openly sacrifice his daughter to us. This is what we get. You got a regime in power now where a good amount of people in power are saying with a straight face, there's no limits on abortion. So the baby is 8.5 months. So it could be born any day, healthy and fine. Hell, we don't even care if it's an hour after it was delivered. If you don't want it, no big deal. So what have they done? Devalue human life. Refuse to allow you to defend yourself. That's why they want your guns taken away from you. The people who try to defend themselves, use the laws. Once again, we're going to use the laws. We're going to disarm you. We're going to arm ourselves. We're going to arm the illegals. We're going to take away your right to vote us out. We're going to take away your right to appeal if you happen to be convicted of a crime. I want to ask you a question. I'm going to give you two examples with this Donald Trump thing. Let's say that you were accused of drunk driving, and you say, I don't even have a drink. I swerved because there was an animal on the road, and you're trying to tell me I'm drunk. I'm not drunk. And they say, okay, well, here's how it goes. You want to go to trial? Yes. Yes, I do, because I'm not drunk. Okay, well, we're confiscating your car. You don't get your car until you come to trial. And if you're found, and we sell it. And if you're found innocent, well, okay, then you don't go to jail. Do I get my car back? No. Well, how is that fair? That's basically what you told Donald Trump. Well, you put up $500 million. And if you're found innocent, that's just to appeal. What happens if, the appeal falls through? Do I get my money back? No. That would be the equivalent of telling somebody on death row, well, you've been sentenced to die, but, after we throw the switch, if you want an appeal, that's a little late. This is fascism. That's all it is. It's fascism. We don't live in a free country anymore, folks. And you think it's funny. Some of you people think it's funny. And I'm going to tell you right now, it scares the hell out of me. And it makes me very, very angry at you. Because when your hatred for one individual or one group of people, and this is why I'm comparing it, Donald Trump is basically the entire Jewish nationality, and you're all Adolf Hitler. Doesn't matter what you do to him. Not human. Don't care. Do whatever you want to him for the greater good, for the greater power. And then you call us Nazis. You've dehumanized him to the point where people don't care what happens to him. And you know what? You're very successful. But what those same people don't realize is those same people who are cheering about what happened to Donald Trump, it's going to happen to them in some way, shape, or form. Because you're setting that precedent using someone they hate so that later on you can do it to everybody else and say, well, I mean, if it's good for Trump, it's good for you. So keep laughing. Our country's almost gone. When there are no laws anymore and the people who are literally entrusted to uphold them decide that they are going to bastardize them for their own political agendas and ideologies, you are living in a fascist country. When I see the judge in New York literally laughing about, hey, I value this property at $18 million, you're a fascist. You're a communist. You want to seize his property just like you want to seize all of our property. The day after Joe Biden was elected, there was a great big commercial saying, imagine you own nothing. The government owns your house. The government owns your car. The government owns your property. You just rent it, but you're happier because, that's called fascism. 100% where they're heading, and they're setting a precedent right now with Donald Trump. So keep thinking it's funny. This is the time, if you want your Democratic Party back, this is the time. Most of you don't because you're very disingenuous hypocrites. I watched George Stephanopoulos literally interview a Republican politician who has supported Donald Trump, and he said, well, how can you support someone? You were a rape victim at 16. And Donald Trump has been convicted of being a rapist, and you're going to support a rapist? He wasn't convicted of being a rapist. E. Jean Carroll, who was nuttier than squirrel poop, got on television and said, I think he, at one time, I invited him in the dressing room, and I don't know what happened, and I think I wore this dress. Well, that dress wasn't even around back then. Oh, well, then it wasn't that dress, and then, I know, like, rape is sexy, and most women fantasize about it, and I fantasize about it a lot, but I know he did something to me. I don't remember when, and then I think I said, no, she's nuts. And anybody with an IQ above a radish understands she's lying. Then she gets on television after she's awarded hundreds of millions of dollars more than she even asked for and says, I think I'm going to go buy this and I'm going to buy that. Yeah, because you're a serious rape victim. You're a liar. That's what you are. And if George Stephanopoulos is so worried about how she can support someone who was found civilly liable, why don't you ask yourself, George, how come you supported Bill Clinton, who was how many times was he accused of rape? Time after time after time. And he certainly had an affair with Monica Lewinsky, consensual or not, that he lied about. You don't care about that, do you? When James Carville was telling women, talking about the women that Bill Clinton had, saying, oh, he dragged $100 through a trailer park. It's amazing what you'll find. Oh, that was perfectly okay. So don't pretend like you're all worried about this. Oh, how could you possibly do that? How could you? You're all liars. You're all hypocrites. And you're all working for the same damn ideology, and that is change this country into a socialist country. You're a propagandist and a liar, and people need to wake the hell up because it's getting late, folks. It's the bottom of the ninth. So go ahead and laugh. Because I got news. They'll come for you. They already have in some cases. They already have. Watch how they eat their own. The minute you disagree with them about something, destroy them. Absolutely destroy them. They dared to disagree with us. They were on our side a year ago. Now they're not. Destroy them. This is how they do it. This is their modus operandi. This is how they function. This is how they operate. And you think you're going to be an exception because you were a good little soldier? And you cheered when Donald Trump got taken down, and you cheered when they cheated at an election. You know, that same election now that everybody now is admitting, well, you know what? It looks like there was some problems with the voting machines. It looks like there was problems with the laws looks like we did find some people guilty over certain things. Oh, really? You know, the ones who shut you down in COVID and now admitted they didn't need to shut you down. That was a big psyop. How many people can we convince at a snap of a finger to throw their lives away, to throw their children's lives away, to take medicine that has not even been tested? How many people can we just count on? Not enough, you say? Flood the country. We're going to need more. I want you to just answer me a very basic question. If you're so worried about the homeless, and you're so worried about the war veterans who live under bridges, why are we spending money on supporting illegal aliens who don't even belong in this country? Why don't we throw that money, those vouchers, those food vouchers, those housing units and everything else, why don't we throw them to our own people? I heard someone saying, it's a very apropos comparison, if your house is on fire and your neighbor's house is on fire, I would imagine you're going to try to put your own house out first. And then if there's time, you certainly will help your neighbor try to put their house out. Well, our house is on fire, and you're over at the neighbor's. That's what you're doing right now. And you're not even realizing that these are your replacements. These are the people they're bringing over saying their livelihoods, their citizenships, their very existence relies upon the Democratic Party. So if you guys decide to bail on us, we don't care anymore. When we decide to seize your property and give it to the illegals, you won't have anything to say about it. Eminent domain. We have to have some place for these people. I'm sorry, but your property is you know, in the way. We're going to have to build big housing developments here, and that's for the good of everybody. So eminent domain. And I know the real estate agent said your place is worth $875,000, but, you know, we talked to a judge, and he thinks 125 is about right. I mean, after all, he did it with Trump. We allowed a judge to do it in the Trump's case, so why can't a judge do it in your case? Little by little, they are taking away your freedoms. They are taking away your rights. And you're allowing it. Not only are you allowing it, in some cases you're cheering it on because it's the right person to take away their rights. If this right now was happening to Barack Obama or Bill Clinton, I would be on this show screaming. I wouldn't be cheering because I'm smart enough to understand that if you're doing this and you're usurping the very laws of this country to do it, I'm next, or I could be next. You don't get to set that type of precedent. That's what Alan Dershowitz understands. They tried to come for Alan Dershowitz. Remember when there's no flight logs from Jeffrey Epstein's island, but you know what we found out? You know the Democrat that supported Donald Trump during the impeachment trials, that Alan Dershowitz? We found a girl who says he raped her. And Alan Dershowitz from the very start said, well, that's impossible. That never happened. I don't even know this girl. Oh, no, he's got to go. He's going down. But Alan Dershowitz was too smart. Alan Dershowitz stood his ground and said, fine, bring her in front of me. Fine, I'll go to trial. Fine, we're going to fight this out because I don't know her. And guess what? 7 months later, the girl says, I think I was mistaken. I don't think it was Alan Dershowitz. Yeah. Because she was paid to say it. She was paid to try to take down an attorney that they knew was very good and hurt them terribly because he subscribed to their ideology as far as their political party was concerned and still said Trump was innocent, something they couldn't have. A man who tried to play fair and say, look, I don't like Donald Trump, but the law is the law. And you're misusing the law to try to convict him, and I, as an attorney, cannot let that happen because I'm bound to uphold the law. Oh, they can't have that. They need to have someone like Letitia James or Alvin Bragg or Jack Smith or Fannie Willis who says, show me the guy and I'll find the crime. We'll put him away. Well, we'll find something. Letitia James ran on it. I don't know what Trump did, but I'll find something he did, and I guarantee you, if you elect me, I'll bring him down. That's communism. How about if the local law said that to you? We don't like you. We'll find something you did. We'll come up with something to take you out, put you in jail. Would you like that? It's coming. Wake the hell up. You can't be so blinded by hatred from a man who's done absolutely nothing to you. What the hell did Donald Trump do to you? Nothing. He's not a racist. Stop it. He's not a fascist. Stop it. You got nothing to back it up. All you do is just say, racist, fascist, Nazi, because that's all you know how to do. Then when you're asked, well, what makes him that way? I don't know. Yeah, because you don't know, because you just heard it from some talking head on CNN who was told to do that. That's propaganda to control your mind. Folks, this is as serious as a heart attack. I'm telling you right now that if in November you make the wrong choice, there is no United States of America as we know it. You are going to be the serfs, and they're going to be the rulers, and they're going to tell you what you can do, when you can do it, how you can do it, and they're going to control every aspect of your life. And if that's the way you want to be, then fine. If you'd rather just sit home and be a fat cat and say, I'll collect a check, or I'll work where they tell me to, and I'll bow down and say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, yes, sir, then you go right ahead. But I don't, because this is supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. And right now, it's the land of the captive and the home of the cowards, and I'm tired of it. You need to send a message. And that message has to be, we will not put up with this. You will not use the laws against our political opponents and your enemies just for fun and to further your own ideology. You're bastardizing the very principles that this country was founded on, and then you have the nerve to say, we're the threat to democracy. You've blown democracy right out of the water. I'll go farther than that. You're evil. You're evil people. Because good people who think they're right don't do this. People who think they're right don't need to do this to win public opinion. They just speak their mind and the public decides. You know the public will not decide
in your favor.
So you're very evil people. So now the choice isn't even Republican or Democrat. There are no Democrats. It's good versus evil. What's your choice, folks?
Marcus Cain. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.